This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The Custard's Black Podcast, whatever that is.
You touched on it very briefly there, the following season, when we're on the run to get to Wembley for the Johnson's Paint final.
Yep.
Area final against Leighton Orient. Second leg, you were in all sorts of bother, weren't you? What did you put yourself through that night just to get on the pitch?
So the first leg, I can't even remember what happened. I literally don't even remember what happened, but as I'm walking off, you know, the adrenaline stops and things like that. I can't even walk. I'm walking to the changing room. I can barely walk. I said, Ben, you're going to have to carry me to the changing room, mate. I kind of like put my arm around him, and I take off my boot and my foot just goes swells out, and he goes, oh, this doesn't look good. And you can see my toe was black and blue, and so it turns out I've broken my toe, which was very, very painful. And the problem was we'd rest it, ice it, and like it's basically a matter of time. You need to just let it heal. That's all you can do. There's nothing really much you could speed up. We were doing kind of oxygen masks and all sorts of things. I was banging, don't know how many calcium and vitamin D pills. It's like they were smarties, kind of trying to add to some kind of constitution. Obviously, that second leg was imperative that we kind of got through, because everyone wants to play at Wembley, don't they? So it's like a lifelong dream for everyone. The only option was to inject me. So I don't know how many injections I had, but I couldn't even get my boot on. Like, even the morning of the game, tried to get my boot, tried to go for a run, just nothing was happening. Couldn't even get even a comfortable shoe on. You're like a trainer or something like that, let alone a tight football boot. I was trying other people's boots on and that's just not happening. So I had to, don't know how many injections I've had to play in the game. Couldn't even feel my foot. But yeah, I obviously wasn't going to miss the game for anything, and helped us through to the Wembley final and played pretty well without being able to feel my foot. And ultimately now my toe's just a wreck now, because obviously I played through all the tendons are wrecked. It doesn't even bend. It doesn't do a thing anymore. It's just got a mind of its own. So obviously I put myself through a lot of pain that night. Which Paul Stoke obviously was very thankful of, all the boys were very thankful of, and obviously I was assured a place in the final for going through for my efforts. It was almost a case like, look, we know you're gonna, it was a decision made with the medical team, with the staff. We know you're not going to be able to play after this for a good period of time because you just put yourself through hell. But get yourself back for that game. Get yourself back for Wembley and lead the boys to victory at Wembley. Unfortunately, Phil Brown came in, which was a bit premature to relieve Paul of his duties. And the kind of skullduggery started from the start, if I'm being honest. Now my playing days are done. And there was almost an arrogance of, I don't care what he's put himself through. It's irrelevant. Don't care. And I don't know, for whatever reason, he adopted that attitude, whether he wanted to come in and put his stamp down or whatever he wanted to do. But ultimately, the club led the club to success, but made a day out of, a massive day out for a club like Southend into an absolute shambles and a complete wasted day, anti-climax for not only the players and everyone around the club, but probably more so you guys as supporters, because the team was just totally set up wrong. And we were never in the game from the first minute to 90th, were we?
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.